Reserve Squad, the brainchild of CEO Teresa Tanner, employs lessons learned from her time as a C-suite executive chief administrative officer with Cincinnati, Ohio-based Fifth Third Bank. Tanner notes that nationwide labor shortages and a decrease in employee morale called for innovative solutions, and Tanner's solution was the implementation of a literal reserve squad of available labor, drawn primarily from former employees who had left the corporate mantle. Women who have left their full-time positions to raise family are prime candidates, she said, to step back into the fold as literal reservists, taking on special projects on an as-needed basis that deftly marries both corporate and employee needs. Recruiting from within the stable of fully trained personnel also avoids the steep trajectory of getting up to speed with new hire temps from the outside. The Reserve Squad's brilliant talent solution is predicated on harvesting special project assistance from the company's cadre of highly trained employees who are offered flexible schedules in an array of work environments, including remote. Come along and join Reserve Squad CEO Teresa Tanner to discover the rest of the story.
Hi, I'm Teresa Tanner, the CEO of Reserve Squad.
We're in the heart of downtown.
Huh? OTR Cincinnati, in a cool coffee and wine bar over the Rhine.
Tell me about what you do now. You have a special business.
Yeah, Reserve Squad. Very similar to a military reserve squad. So we work with companies to build an extended talent force, and we leverage the power of their alumni base to keep them in relationships so that they can tap into them for short-term projects.
And this all came about because of lessons learned in your life, in
for
your
sure.
corporate life. Talk to us about that epiphanous moment and how it happened.
So I was most recently in my career a bank executive, spent about 15 years at a local regional bank, and was the chief administrative officer. So in the C-suite for about 10 years, which was super cool and super honored to be a woman in a Fortune 500 C-suite. Also realized that the road to that position was hard, and we needed different workforce structures to be able to keep women in the workforce. We see a ton of women, about 40% of women drop out of the workforce at some point.
A lot of different reasons.
So it could be, you know, caring for children or parents or trailing spouses, a million different reasons. But we know that women disproportionately pause. And when they make that decision, it's really hard to get back in. So I wanted to create new workforce structures that allow them to keep their foot still in the game, keep their resume flowing at a different pace maybe than they were before. But also it allows companies to retain that high talent force, that high capability talent force.
Well, then there's that spin-off benefit, and that would be economic.
More cost effective and efficient. Instead of going out to other, contingent firms or consultancies, they can tap into the power of their own alumni who already know them and want to stay engaged for that. And it allows the company to have that known and trusted extended workforce that helps them.
Targeted for a specific key project, right?
Exactly. Yeah, whether it's coverage for somebody else out or a key project or, a special strategic initiative. Having the power of tapping into that kind of workforce helps the company, and it helps people that are at a point in their life where they need something different, whether it's a mid-career pause or a retiree.
How do peripheral benefits work for your reserve force?
Well, they come onto our payroll as a W-2 employee. So first of all, they don't have to go out and set up their own LLC and be their own independent contractor. They can come on our payroll, and if they work a certain amount of hours, they can have access to benefits. And for our company, too, they don't have to deal with everyone as an independent contractor. They can just work through Reserve Squad to get access to that talent.
So how long has Reserve Squad been rocking and rolling?
Just a little over 3 years. Uh-huh. We launched in the pandemic, so beautiful time to launch a company. But on the other hand, it was a cool time because I think more than ever we realized that people need more flexible ways to work.
Especially then.
And we also saw how fragile the infrastructure were, especially for families around childcare and things like that, that make it hard to balance.
That's really interesting. Going forward, do you see it as being a growing franchisable enterprise?
Well, I don't know about franchisable, but definitely growing. Mm-hmm. So we see ourselves as a global company that want to work with other companies to put this new structure in place, because we need different talent structures. We've been working in the same talent structures for many, many years, and we've got to figure out how to leverage the capabilities that are out in the market that are underutilized.
Some tangible example of how things have evolved and changed and what new needs are.
You know, on-demand workforce is exploding. I saw one number that said the on-demand workforce was up 30-35%. So seeing a lot more people wanting the flexibility of when, where, and how they work, that's a big change. You know, companies are still trying to figure out, you know, what portion of in the office and out of the office.
Talk to us about remote work and how that has evolved and probably a part of our landscape forever now.
It is. I think we're forever changed. I think the duration of COVID was such that people don't want to go back, mm-hmm. and companies are having a hard time going back. And I think there's a lot of good reasons to think about that in the future. Simply just what I said. I think you can get higher access to talent if you're more flexible. Understanding that there's also cultural and other reasons why being in person is beneficial too. So I think we're going to continue to grapple with that and figure out what is the right mix. We've got to figure new ways of working.
That being said, the change in landscape of real estate.
For sure.
Of office space. Transforming before our eyes, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And we have to be more strategic. Instead of just getting into ruts of how we've always done things, you know, like when is it beneficial to be in person and when is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And when is it beneficial to invest in real estate and when can you figure out different ways to work? So one size is not going to fit every company, every industry, and every person.
Mm-hmm. And how about you? Do you still go into an office?
I do. I like structure, but I also, before you got here, was taking a conference call at a coffee shop. So I also like that flexibility and that energy of being able to work differently. And it helps me work more creatively, quite honestly, to find different places to work. So there's a lot of benefits of living a lifestyle like this.
So you are one of the top dogs at a major bank.
Yeah.
So there must have been lessons learned, strategic lessons, that you've employed. Talk to us about some of the...
For sure, especially around workforce structures. Like I said, we saw a lot of women disproportionately dropping out, especially a thing that I had innovated in my banking career was something called a maternity concierge, because I saw that the year after a woman has a baby, they're more than twice as likely to drop out of the workforce. And so that's a pivot point, right? Mm-hmm. So what can companies learn from that by studying the workforce and then put interventions in place? So we did a lot of different things like that.
Give me an example of how you'd apply that in a tangible way to assist the woman.
Well, so, you know, today with Reserve Squad, what we can do and what companies can do is say, hey, I get where you're at, but you don't have to leave us all together, right? Go into reserve with us. Stay engaged in your career, and we'll walk this time with you. And then if there's a project that we can help you keep your skills sharp and you can benefit the company, there may be some projects available for you. And by the way, you'll be tethered back to us so that when you're ready to come back full time or in any other capacity as a regular employee or a typical employee, we'll bring you back. So
a reserve can pick and choose what projects and when they want.
That's right. The company can present projects to their reservist community, and if those projects meet their expectations and needs and abilities, then they can apply for it.
Are you a trendsetter? Is this something, are there other Reserve Squad concepts around the country?
I do not know of any other concept like this in the country, so we are definitely pioneers in this space. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. It's exciting to work with other companies and experiment on different talent solutions.
A little bit more things you'd like to share?
I do think that we have to continue to challenge ourselves about how, when, and work is done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot is changing around work and the nature of work, and technology is a big disruptor in that. You know, we've got such a great talent marketplace in the U.S., but so much of it is dormant. It's not being used.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to think more creatively about how to get some of that talent to work.
Cool. Teresa, to learn more about your world of Reserve Squad, where would you direct us?
Definitely go to reservesquad.com and let us know, and we will reach out to you. My name is Teresa Tanner, and you can reach me at teresa.tanner@reservesquad.com or visit us at reservesquad.com online.
I love it. Thank you so much, Teresa. And I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
World Bicycle Relief partners with communities to deliver specially designed, locally assembled rugged bicycles for people in need. Nearly 1 billion people in rural regions of the world live in communities far from the nearest paved road, walking miles every day just to survive. Distance is a barrier to attending school, receiving health care, delivering goods to market, and other critical services needed to thrive. Find out how you can help deliver rugged, dependable, life-changing bicycles to deserving communities. Log on to worldbicyclerelief.org to learn more.